Hi, this is Favi Fav, and Babelito's not here today. Sorry, guys. But I'm coming at you with a bonus episode of Latinos Who Lunch. Now, let me explain. So last week, we were on one of our favorite podcasts, Super Mamas. Now, if you don't know Super Mamas, stop what you're doing right now. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Super Mamas. They are so awesome. Paulina and Bricia Lopez, two badass businesswomen, okay, running a restaurant, running their own stuff. And then they also have a podcast all about being moms and, of course, being Latinas. And one of my favorite podcasts now, I listen to them every week. Sometimes they even come out with two episodes, which is insane. And, you know, they're topics range anywhere from, you know, breastfeeding, postpartum depression, home births, home remedies. That's one of my favorite episodes. If you guys go back, go to episode number 15, where Paulina and Bricia invite their mother on the episode. I loved that episode. So much love on that episode. Anyways, so today we're going to bring you the podcast that we made for their podcast, and now we're going to air it on our podcast. Does that make sense? Probably not. But anyways, this is a little a thank you to Super Mamas. You can listen to this exact show on their show if you go to their website. If you go to supermamaspodcast.com, and you can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at @_supermamas. So I hope you like this episode. And we'll be back next week with a full episode. All right. Hasta la vista. Bye. Hi, this is Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, Super Mamas Edition.
The podcast where we talk about important things like
sana, sana, colito de rana.
Why did you do it in that voice?
Chana, chana.
Hello, hello, hello.
Buenas, buenas, buenas.
I am so excited to do this special edition podcast today for one of our really good friends over at Super Mamas.
Hey.
Hi, Bricia. Hi, Paulina. We fucking love you. I am so obsessed with these ladies. I can't even tell you. And, you know, we always try to champion other podcasts on our podcast because there's so many beige podcasts out there. And finally, all these really amazing brown podcasts are popping up
everywhere, and which is beautiful.
Oh my God. Super Mamas is so legit.
They're being so supportive. And listening to them, it's so empowering. And that's...
Totally. And, you know, I was really metiche when I was a kid. Like, I love listening to my tias, you know, gossip and chismear and all that shit. And that's what I feel when I listen to Super Mamas. Like, I'm just like... listening in on these conversations that usually we're not a part of, right?
And go ahead. When I was a kid, I remember they always used to say, like, ve a ver si ya puso la marrana. Like, that's like, you cannot be here while we're talking.
Yeah, but I've learned so much from their podcast and recommended to all my cousins who have kids, just because I've learned so much that we don't, as a culture, we don't really talk about, like, what, like breastfeeding? I don't know about that shit. Like postpartum depression, like, you know, just like so many things that we have the privilege of not having to deal with.
Correct.
Right? Because let me tell you, if it was our responsibility to all that shit, like, you know, things would
fall apart.
Well, first of all, we'd fall apart, but the world would be a lot different, you know?
Correct. And, yeah. and like, it's part of our lives. Like, this is the kind of things that our families and our mothers, like, chose to do, and they dealt with it. So even though we're not directly dealing with it right now, like, it's also part of our life. So it's so important to hear that perspective from them. I just live every time I listen to them.
Yes, it's so good. And right now, we are actually lunching on some some specialties from our local South American cafe here in Las Vegas. I'm drinking a nice little coffee. What are you drinking over there?
It's called cortado.
What does that mean?
It's como... I have no idea. I think it's half condensed milk and half and two shots of mocha, and it's just wonderful.
It doesn't have
mocha. I don't know, man. It's beautiful.
Mira, you need to wake up, okay?
Yes.
Because we're doing a special podcast and you can't even fucking talk. Get your life together.
But I have a nice cheese Danish here, and it's wonderful.
Oh, well, you know, it's all about the cheese Danishes. And
amen.
Hallelujah. So something that for all you super, I mean, obviously you guys are listening to us on Super Mamas, so you already know that this podcast is amazing. But our podcast, Latinos Who Lunch, we really like to talk about stuff with no filter, right? We are two Latinos, right? Mm-hmm. I'm half Guatemalan, half Mexican. Pavelito.
I'm from Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
From Juarez.
Mexicano, 100%. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about whatever we want without, you know, the white filter, right? Because, you know, there's all this code switching that we have to do.
Correct.
As people of color. And this is a safe space. And that's something that's really important and that I hear a lot on a lot of these amazing podcasts. So
the code switching, yes, that's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always kind of have that filter on because, you know, you don't want to offend somebody. Oh,
that's the beauty of teaching, I guess, in the university. However, I keep hearing stories upon stories of faculty that keeps getting fired because they are who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
So Babelito is a PhD
candidate,
and he's a professor at UNLV. And he is just in the world of academia right now. That's his background is art history. And
that's right.
I'm an artist. So our podcast also has a lot of, we talk a lot about art and our perspective on the art world.
How much we love it, how much we hate it.
Anyways, back to Super Mamas and back to our Super Mamas. I think we want to take a minute and actually talk about our own mamas.
Yes, it's interesting because I don't know how it was for you, but for me, still today, being the only guy in the family, I have two sisters, one older sister and one younger sister. I'm the, they call me el sandwich, you know, because I'm in the middle.
Mm.
And I grew up not even thinking about it, but I became like my mom's best friend, basically. I'm the one who was always hanging out with her. Now that I'm living in New Mexico, every time I come back here, I try to hang out with my mother. But I remember just being so attached to my mother and always hanging out with her. And I always have this view of her because on Tuesday, she used to take me to Soriana. That's when she did all her shopping.
Soriana?
But
what is that?
Soriana is like Vons, like a supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And but she used to always dress up. Oh, my gosh. She used to go to the supermarket en vestido, con tacones,
okay,
pintada.
Did she used to smoke?
No, I never. No, I think I saw her once smoke and she was just coughing and coughing.
I just can't imagine her smoking in the supermarket like in the old days.
But those Bud Lights, every Friday. My mom cooks for us every Friday. So no matter what we do, and Fabi can tell you this,
yeah,
there could be like a nice fancy opening somewhere in town. But if it's on Friday, chances are I'm not going to be there because my mother always cooked for us on Friday.
Let me tell you, it's so random. So Babelito and I became friends. And when Babelito found out where I lived, I literally lived
a block, not even a block.
No, like four houses away from his mom's house. So mm-hmm. You better believe every Friday I went to his mom's house to eat.
Vecina, Clement. Me da una tacita de café, por favor. No, que dice mi mamá que si no tiene unas tortillas frescas que le regale.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So yeah, we get together every Friday, but it's my mom who tries to bring everything together. And I was talking to my mother yesterday. It's one thing about moms that I appreciate, that my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So that's what I feel so privileged and so lucky for that.
Totally.
That she stayed home and she always was with an eye on us. Like she always took care of us, but at the same time let us do our thing.
Yeah.
She never once asked me, what do you want to do when you grow up? Like, she respected everything that we were doing. We were always, like, outside playing in the street in Juarez. And my mom didn't question us, but she was always with an eye on us. And it's so important. And sometimes stay-home moms, they're not given their special place, right? But if it wasn't for my mother, like, she controls the economy in the house, and it's always like that. And my dad works his ass off, you know, and mm-hmm. he's a construction worker, and
yeah.
a place like Las Vegas is very tough, but it is my mother who keeps everything together, you know, who saves and who makes everything happen at the same yeah. time. So shout out to my mother.
Your mom, you and your mom have such a special relationship. Like, you joke around, you talk shit.
I remember.
It's really fun. It's, you guys are really funny.
Growing up, we couldn't say bad words.
That's so crazy.
But it's when we moved to.
Son bien groseros, güey.
Uy, vulgares, payasa, vulgares. But I remember I couldn't even say güey.
Really?
Like, be like, hey, te voy a lavar esa boca con jabón en pendejadas.
Wow.
But now...
Were you guys religious or something?
No, we're like occasional. I don't even know.
Catholics?
Yeah.
One of those people?
Like quinceañeras, bodas y primeras comuniones.
Sure, sure.
But that's it.
Because it's lit afterwards, all that food.
Yes, that's the only, that's the only reason. But growing up, no malas palabras. Like, yeah. it was... We couldn't do it in the table. We always sat down to eat at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
But after we moved to the States, like, everything changed, but in a way for good, because we were more loose with each other. We were cursing. And, I mean, you've seen the interaction
yeah.
with us in the family. We just were filthy mouth. But it's just, I don't know. It's something that happened when from Juarez we moved to El Paso and then Vegas, and boom.
And you get to a certain age when you can actually become friends with your mom.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, my relationship with my mom is a little more complicated. My mom had to work when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And
Where does she work at?
My mom works at a casino, mm-hmm. cleaning a casino. And here in Las Vegas, most of my family members work in the service industry in casinos. So my mom always had to work, and so did my stepfather. I was raised by my stepfather. So I'm half Mexican because my dad's Mexican, and then... I have two younger brothers who are actually full-blood Guatemalan because my stepdad is from Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
So they both had to work all the time. And since I was the oldest, I always ended up kind of taking care of my little brothers who were assholes when we were kids. Like, you know my brothers now. They're cool now. But
yeah.
it took a long time for us to be cool. But my mom was always busy. So I love my mom, but she was always stressed out, and she was always... She maybe wasn't the nicest to mm-hmm. me. But our relationship is changing now that I'm getting older, and now that, you know, like, it's all we got. So, like, we have to make it work.
Yeah,
you know
we
what
have
I mean?
Each other, correct.
But I feel very fortunate, though, that I have such a strong family, and that's so cool. I think that's the really, what I appreciate most about Latino families is how, you know, if somebody can't take care of a kid, you know, the grandma steps in, las tías se juntan, and,
oh, claro,
and they get together. And I was raised by, you know, it takes a village, like they say,
mm-hmm.
for real. Like, that's what happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
Si no estaba con mi abuela Roselia, I was, you know, with my Mexican side, con mi abuela Chabela, and I was back and forth. Siempre me cuidaba mis tías, so it was like, I was hanging out with my aunts. I was hanging out with... So really, I was raised by all these powerful women, right?
That's beautiful.
I consider my grandmothers my moms, and I consider my tías my moms, because my tías took care of me.
And they're always there.
Always.
Every time Fabi has an opening...
Oh, my God.
You know that all the tías are going to come
Ooh,
in.
Girl.
And always supported him. And that's
I love my tías awesome. So much. Anytime I need any... Like, I have an art project, they're like... Tú nomás nos llamas, mijo. You know, like, they just come over. And they, yeah, so, yeah, a lot of my art is about my family. And, mm-hmm. and some of it is participatory. Like, they are the art. Like, mm-hmm. we do performance art. I take my families to museums and we, you know, go have a fiesta. Or, you know, I have them make paper roses or paper flowers for certain art pieces. And it's just,
yeah,
like,
they're almost
big
like community projects, because you
yeah.
guys are always...
Yeah.
And it's what I like about that process of Fabi's art is that it becomes an excuse for the family to hang out together.
Yeah.
It's almost like we were talking in a, and we're going to talk in an episode about tamales and in Guatemala, and how the idea of coming together in Christmas and making tamales is this the thing, you know, to bond with each other. And I remember the same thing with us in Mexico, with my mom, my aunts, and mi abuela making buñuelos every year. So when I see your aunts making paper flowers for your pieces, it always brings me back to all of us, like stretching that buñuelo and breaking it and starting again and breaking it and stretching it and frying it. Like always, I don't know why, but it's happened like 2 or 3 times that they're just unfolding the flowers, and it just, even the sound, it reminds me of buñuelos. So it's a cool thing.
Yeah. I you know, sometimes a lot of things that we talk about in our podcast is also being queer, right? We're queer Latinos. Mm-hmm. So, being gay in a Latino family is hard a lot of the times. It's not easy because a lot of people are religious, and to be 100% honest with you, like, I'm not all the way out with a lot of my family. Like, a lot of them know, and it's insinuated, but mejor, you know, lo que se ve no se pregunta. Okay. So they just stop asking me, like, where's your girlfriend? Like, they don't ask me that shit anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm 30 fucking years old. Like, hello, you know, like, so,
oh, go ahead, keep going.
Okay. So it's a hard thing, because, like, I don't care anymore, and I am who I am, you know, but at the same time, it's hard because my family is also very religious. So it's like, they're very supportive, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I see some of them kind of not embracing me 100%, and mm-hmm. that really hurts my feelings a mm-hmm. lot of the times, but I feel like mostly it's like myself that puts me in that place.
But you also understand that it's a process they have to go through.
Sure.
And you understanding that it's also part of their process as well. So it's important to embrace it as such.
Yeah, but I think that's why I really love being an artist and making things. And because I don't have a family, and I probably, like, just to be honest, I probably won't have my own family. Mm-hmm. Like, I really have to cherish this time that I do have a family.
With your family.
With my existing family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as queer people, we make our own families that accept us. Correct. I feel like that's what I did. Like, I made my own family that accepted me for who I was first. And mm-hmm. then I broke it to my real family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But as an artist, and now as an adult, like, these art events that I do with my family, I feel like it's my way to contribute to my family and, like, start my own traditions with them, you know, just because I'm not going to have a quinceañera for a daughter. I'm not going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is kind of my way to be part of the celebration.
Of that part.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
And but I also think that, man, Latina women are smart, and they know, and they're dealing with it in their own way. I say this because I remember I never said anything to my grandmother, and in her deathbed, and when she was in the one time my dude came to Juarez with me, and mm-hmm. he visited. My grandma didn't say anything, serving food, sat down, everything was great, and then before my dude said goodbye to her, she grabs him, gives him a big hug, and she goes, take care of him.
Oh.
So she knew, even though we never talked about it. And this idea about being gay I was the first one in my entire side of my mom's family to come out. So for my grandma to do that blew my head away. Because she knew, and she was very acceptable without having to talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just a message to all you Latinos listening right now, there's gay people in your family. There has been gay people in your family for generations. You might be living with a gay person right now that is terrified of coming out because they're afraid that they're going to lose you. Mm-hmm. They're afraid that they're going to lose your love and your support. So before you say that slur, before you talk shit about somebody, that joke, that little joke against a certain person or a certain kind of person, you know, think about who's in the room and who is hiding their true self before you say those things. Because I remember growing up, all these little things I would hear, it triggers something,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
And it changes how you act around certain people.
Correct.
When they didn't really mean it that way.
But it really affects the way that you accept yourself as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. So check your privilege at the door.
Okay. So, Yeah. Oh my gosh. So this is going to be like a super mini episode of Latinos Who Lunch, and mm-hmm. we're already almost out of time. So
already?
You're going to have to listen to our podcast. It comes out every other Thursday. We're not on Super Mama status like every week, like two episodes, because they're crazy. I don't know how they do it. It's
they
insane.
Are. They are Super Mamas. They're superheroes. They're
for real. Because
when I listen to their episodes, and they're like, oh, and I woke up at 4 a.m, and then I did this and I did that, and I'm like, that's the time I'm going to bed.
I know. And I don't know how they do it. I can't even.
It's wonderful. It's
I awesome. Can't even have a pet. Like, I can't even have a pet. Ni me puedo cuidar yo mismo.
Wait, I have some and I forget to feed them. My boyfriend is like, did you feed the dogs? Bitch, I'm like,
Dr. Doolittle House. Get out of here with that shit. I can't believe you have so many fucking animals. So, I just want to end on something fun. So, I know your mom is such an amazing cook. What is your favorite thing that your mom makes to eat? Like, what is that comfort food that, like, it's your birthday, your mom says, mijo, ¿qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres que te haga? What does she cook for you?
Oh, my God. I mean, it used to be mole.
Oh, yes.
But it's from the jar, and ever since I've been going to Puebla, I'm just like, gracias.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
Her caldo de res.
Okay.
My sister Osiris is the same way. Her caldo de res, it's the bomb. And it's not just the caldo. There's got to be tortillas, cheese, avocado, salsas, onions with vinegar. I mean, the table is full. And I try to follow that tradition because I had a couple of caldo de res parties, quote unquote, for RuPaul in Albuquerque.
Oh,
but nice. I mean, and my caldo de res is great, but my mom's is perfect. Yes, it's caldo de res.
Oh my gosh.
What about you?
My mom is such a good cook too. Like, she can throw down when it comes to pozole.
Pozole too.
Pozole, it's the best. I'm sorry. You think you make the best pozole. My mom's is the bomb. But
sure.
Shut the fuck up. Anytime my mom asks me what I want for my birthday, my mom makes tostadas from scratch. Those are my favorite.
Like actually make the tortilla and
then
fries it.
Yes, bitch. Oh. The beans, the carne molida.
Love it.
And Guatemalans also have this thing called, they make gringas.
What are those?
So they're tostadas, right? Handmade, right? Tostadas de maíz with mayonnaise on it instead of beans. Okay. So they put mayonnaise, then they put carne molida, like ground beef.
No.
And then they put like a slice of tomato on it. So it's like a hamburger it's the best. It's the best.
I need a gringa right now.
No.
A gringa.
I need a gringa right now.
A gringa right now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
How do we do it? We always, either if we don't start talking about food, we always ended talking about food. It's
because we're Latinos Who Lunch, baby.
It's life.
That's right. Latinos Who Lunch at latinoswholunch.com. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on SoundCloud, anywhere you listen to your podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, you guys. We're on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating once you listen to us, because we know you're going to love us.
You are going to fall in love.
I'm Favi Fav.
I'm Babelito.
We are Latinos Who Lunch!
Super Mamas Edition!
Bye!
Ciao!